Feeling lonely? Me too. I feel lonely a lot. But what loneliness is at its core is a lack of understanding of who we really are.
When something bad happens, why me? To feel sort of a grievance, that things aren't fair, to feel that other people aren't giving you what you want or what you deserve. Start from a position of feeling kind of sorry for ourselves. We deserve more than what we're getting. And so Amor Fati is very powerful in that you train yourself to accept everything that happens. It's sort of a banality to say that things happen for a reason, but there's some truth to it. For Nietzsche, it was, this is life. Life involves pain. Life involves adversity. You're going to die one day and it's not going to be pleasant. Your friends and family members, they're going to die one day and it's not going to be pleasant. You're going to have failure in life. People are going to hurt you. But that is life. That's what it is. So to resist that, to be angry about that, means to not love life itself.
Well, join an easy crowd. You won't grow. Go where the expectations are high. Go where the demands are high. Go where the pressure's on. To grow, to change, to develop, to read, to study, to develop skills. Go where the demands are high. Go where the expectations are strong, so that it'll provoke you, push you, urgently insist that you not remain the same for the next couple of years, the next 5 years, that you'll grow and change.
There are so many times in life where people want me to change. I want to change revenue. I want to change my avenue. I want to change my residence. I want to change everything around me without truly changing the only thing that matters in life, and that's you. You've got to work on you. You've got to decide, I want to be more, and I'm going to put in the work to develop myself and stop throwing in the towel thinking that I got to quit and find a new location and start over. You can start right now working on you so that you can become better. But the only way to do that is allow yourself to build up resiliency. When it feels like everything is against you, then put your back against the wall and realize that come whatever faces me has to come at me face to face. And if I stand there, the bully's got to back down. But if you throw in the towel, if you turn your back, if you run from it, it will stalk you the rest of your life. Questions like, what could I have been? What would have happened if I had stayed in the fight? You don't have to wonder what would have been when you stay in it right now. Greatness is something that evolves out of your life because of failures you've had in the past. Every time you fall, it's an example or an opportunity to get up and an opportunity to learn from it. But you gotta stay in the fight. Don't turn your back and run for the fight that was built for you. You're not overmatched. You just don't understand the match has met its mate when it met you.
The battle is feelings versus discipline. And I hate living according to your feelings. I hate acting according to your feelings.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code CONNECT. That's monarch.com, promo code CONNECT.
You messed up, dude. They jack your life up. They get you in trouble. Because not all feelings are good. You cannot live your life based off of your feelings. Feelings do not equal reality. Feelings do not equal results.
It won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for it. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But in the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear.
need you to understand that there is an undeniable power behind belief. And I know that you've never had anybody that's truly believed in you, but I'm telling you that I believe in you. I know that you can overcome your destructive habits, that you could become more confident, you can earn more, and you can let go of the traumas that should no longer serve you. And you're better than that.
I'm saying what if, and start saying why not. Some people are gonna live with the what if for the rest of their lives. When I get old, I'm on my deathbed. Man, what if I would've took that chance? What if I would've just started? What if I would've took the first step? Taking the first step got us exactly where we are today. You take a chance to do something that you love, you saw in a dream, it can change your life. But exactly where you are right now is always gonna be there. It's never gonna go anywhere. Your hometown's gonna be the same. People gonna be doing the same shit around you. But a chance for you to get out of where you're at, step out and take a chance on life, man, it could be the best decision you ever made in your life. If you can't sit down on the and what if, sit down on your ass and think, damn, boy, what would it be like to be there? Go fucking do it.
The hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. Now, once people understand that they're going to be uncomfortable, then the question is, what thoughts do you want to fire and wire in your brain? What behaviors will you demonstrate in one day? In the act of closing your eyes and rehearsing who you're going to be when you open your eyes begins to install neurological hardware in your brain to look like you've already done it.
Whatever you're thinking about, that's who you will become, because thoughts lead to actions, actions lead to habits, habits lead to lifestyle, and that lifestyle is what dictates who you are.
Here's the reality. Bad days are in store for all of us. It's guaranteed. It's the circle of life. So the question we need to ask ourselves is it really worth wasting perfectly good days fearing the bad ones?
People chase happiness because they think that that's what they need, when in reality, happiness is just a byproduct of becoming the best version of yourself. So instead of chasing the emotion, become the type of person that is experiencing that emotion, and you can be in that state more consistently.